Our culture's world's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
You know, the Bible says you shall know the truth, and the truth, if you know it, shall make you free. The truth, if you... Hey, Spence, real quickly, go to Mr. Webster here this morning and look up truth. By the way, Satan's the father of lies, isn't he? Truth is conformity to fact or reality. Exact accordance with that which is or has been or shall be. The truth of history constitutes its whole value. We rely on the truth of the scriptural prophecies. True state of facts or things. The duty of a court of justice to discover the truth. Conformity of words to thoughts, which is called moral truth. Veracity, purity from falsehood. Practice of speaking truth. Habitual disposition to speak truth. As when we say a man is a man of truth. Are you a man of truth? Are you a man of truth? Let me ask you a question. Have you raised your children as persons of truth? Is truth valued in your home? Is truth valued where you work and where you go and in the circles you run? Or have you, like so many of us, been conditioned to not speak the truth? Why? Well, social reasons, not a good time to say that. Keep your values to yourself. That's what your belief is. Yada, yada, yada. Is there such a thing as truth? Well, the Bible says, Jesus said, you shall know the truth. And the truth, if you know it, will make you free. So if the battle really, if truth is really that, if liberty and freedom really only comes from truth, why aren't we purveyors of it? Why aren't we defenders of it? Why do we permit lies to be taught to our children? Let me stop right. I'm going to talk to you a little bit. I was at Worthington Kilbourne yesterday. I want to talk to you a little bit about that. But before I do, I want to open it up here. Come on. I want to ask you, tell me a lie they taught you. Tell me a lie that they taught you. And not only taught you once, but continue to teach you. Do you guys know any lies out there? I'll wait. Raise your hand. You want to tell us a lie they taught you? Come on, Adam.
That Israel are the chosen people of God still.
Oh, dude, that's going to get into an argument. But there is a truth there. It either is it or it isn't, right? Huh? Boy, somebody sure been promoting that one. Kevin Van Story, what do you think?
The moon landing.
The moon landing. I mentioned that yesterday, by the way. So you really think we went to the moon? Really, really think that? See, that gets you into deep, dark conspiracy theories when you begin to do that, right? I was just asking a simple question. We went to the moon. How come we don't go now? I said, we didn't even have cell phones back then. We didn't even have cell phones. Now we got cell phones. Now you can instantly talk to somebody on the other side of the world. We got greatest technology we've ever had. And all of a sudden, we're going to space. What's that all about? Betty.
We came from monkeys.
Not only is that a lie, that is the established lie. I'm going to get into that here in a second as well. Johnny.
Flat Earth.
Flat Earth. Which side are you on that one, Johnny?
Oh, I'm not on the flat Earth side.
Okay. Do you believe NASA? I'm sorry. I'm Johnny. Hang on a minute.
We should revamp NASA and...
Do you believe
now accepting 7 applications?
Do you, Johnny? Do you believe government owned and controlled NASA?
No, I don't.
No, okay, I don't either. Good, Betty. You already said one. I'm sorry, Jeff Klein.
Land of the free, home of the brave.
Land of the free, the greatest country in the world, right? Huh? Liberty and justice for all, right? They're still telling us this whole... this. Go ahead, Jack. Come on in, Jack.
The dollar's made out of paper.
Say that again. The dollar is made out of paper. Yeah, I'm from the government. I'm here to help, right? Come on, we could run and run and run and run with them, couldn't we? Couldn't we run with them?
Hey, Coach.
Yeah.
Jesus is the truth. That definition Webster's gives of the truth, that's a lie they're telling us. The truth is Jesus.
Jesus is the truth. Oh, yeah. But see,
that's right. Amen.
That's religious. We cannot bring religion into this, okay? We can't bring it. Even though evolution is a religion, right? It's based on, yeah, you have to have faith to believe religion. You have to have faith to believe that man came from monkeys. It takes faith to believe that. It's a faith-based belief system, right? Elizabeth, come on in.
You have to go to college and get a degree to make
anything. Oh, my goodness. The more degrees you have, the smarter you are. Good one, Elizabeth. Good one. Good one. Rob Pugh's up this morning. Rob, I got to get you in here to talk about your event. Email me. Make me do that. Come on in, Rob. Are you there? Randy, you come in. We'll come back to Rob. Come on.
That Mother Mary, I'll offend a few people here, but that Mother Mary is divine and deity.
Boy, you won't believe this. I was raised Catholic, so I can do it, okay? I did some research in that yesterday and find out where it says anywhere that she's a mediator. In the Bible, where does it say in the Bible? I know where it says it in religion, but where does it say it in the Bible that she was the mediator between man and woman? Huh? Where does, I don't know. Rob, can you get in here yet?
I think so. Can you hear me?
Yeah, buddy. There you go.
Equal justice for all.
Oh, equal justice for all. Right? Yeah, yeah. That's why some lawyers charge $1 million and some $100 because you get the kind of justice you can pay for, don't we? We know that, don't we, folks? WVU Kim, come on in.
A human being. An embryo is not a human being.
I'm going to get into that today, Kim. Yeah, not a baby. It's not a baby. No. That's not a baby. Lies perpetrated over and over and over to us every day. And I'm going to tell you, the greatest thing you can ever do for anyone is tell them the truth. Tell them the truth. I use this illustration. I'll get you, Paul. I'll get you, Jeff. I'll get you, Jamie. Hang on a second. I used this illustration yesterday. I know I was speaking to the kids at Worthington Kilbourne. So what if my wife and I are getting ready to go out and she's going to go to an awards assembly and she's done something really, really good. And we're getting ready to go out the door. And she says, honey, do I look okay in this? And I look at what she has on and it makes her look about 20 pounds heavier. And I look at my watch and we're running a little bit late. If I love her, what do I say? If I love her, what do I say?
You look a little overweight.
Gotta lie.
I either lie and say you look great, or I could tell her the truth because I love her and say, honey, that makes you look heavy. Not that there's anything wrong with being heavy, but I want her to know that she's going to go to this assembly tonight and she's going to be honored. And what you're wearing does not do you justice. Would I tell her that if I loved her? Now, I know this. If I told her that, she'd get mad. Why? Because when truth comes, your initial response is always anger. Always. 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 And so because people get angry when you tell them the truth, we don't want to fight for it, so we just quit telling the truth and begin to tell them little lies. Right? And we're in the mess that we're in. Okay, I got it. Pull up fashion design. I took this on yesterday. Paul, I got you. I promise. Go ahead, Paul. You come on in while he's getting this ready. Come on in, Paul.
Yeah, I would just say a basic one in business you hear all the time, customer is always right.
Uh-huh. We know that's not true, don't we, brother, huh? We know that ain't always right. There's a lot of shystering going on, huh? Why? Because why? Because nobody cares about the truth anymore. Nobody cares. Jamie, you tried to get Joe in there. I didn't get to you. Come on back in, Jamie. Let's get you up here for him. I'm fired up this morning after that. After being with 150 kids, I hate to call them kids, pre-adults yesterday. I'll share it with you. Come on back in, Jamie, Joe Silver, if you can there, brother. I'm sorry. I'll wait. When I see you pop up, we'll get you back in there. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Now, let me ask you something. What I'm going to show you right now ain't got nothing to do with nothing, okay? It ain't spiritual, and it ain't anything. But could somebody tell me, is there any value at all to what I'm about to show you? Any value? That they actually take what you're about to see seriously? Fashion design? Serious people? Multi-million dollar businesses? Highly educated. Like this. Okay, so do you get it? Do you get it? The abnormal, the destruction of everything natural, normal, and beautiful. You get it? You see what's going on before us, right? It's what we're dealing with, friends. I started yesterday. I asked the students this question. I'll get you, Jeff. Hang on. I asked the question children yesterday. What's a date? What is a date? And they said, February 12th. I stopped right there for a minute and said, anybody know whose birthday it is today? Not peep all around. 150 kids. Not a peep. So you know whose birthday it is? They didn't know. So that's it's Abraham Lincoln's birthday today. Oh, anybody, when's Gay Pride Month? Anybody know when Gay Pride? Oh, they all knew when Gay Pride Month was. They all knew when that was. Why is this? Why is it? Because the job of the enemy is to destroy everything good and holy and righteous and beautiful. Everything. Everything good, holy, beautiful, and righteous. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. There was void and without form, darkness upon the face of the earth. God said, let there be light. And it was light and began to create. And beautiful, 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 beautiful. And the job of the enemy ever since that moment has been to destroy everything beautiful.
Boom.
To destroy every semblance of order. Remember, Genesis, Abahu and Adahu. In the beginning, the earth was void and without form. And the enemy is trying to return us to chaos. God created them male and female, created he them. And now there's not even male and female anymore. And the blending of the sexes with, by the way, the approval of the educational system, which is teaching it to your children and to my children. And there are people in that school yesterday, 150 of them in that classroom, who had no idea what I was talking about. And no idea what I was talking about, to a degree. Because why? For how many years have we permitted the enemy to train our children? While we take our children and put them in Sunday school and they have them draw pictures of Noah's Ark and reindeer and giraffes, put them in kindergarten, and they're off to the races to hell is what's going on. Well, I was encouraged yesterday. I'm going to get into it. Come on in, Jeff, then I'm going to get into it. Go ahead. Come on in, Jeff.
Talking about truth this morning. That
truth.
Video,
just that tell video. Me the truth, will you? Just tell me the truth.
That video, I was sitting there thinking of scripture. Every one of them, it freaks. It walked across the stage there. Scripture is, ye are of your father, the devil.
That ain't normal. I told him that yesterday. That ain't, Jeff, I told him this yesterday in regards to transgenderism. And I said, I know this is going to make some of you mad. And it's not my intention. But whenever somebody brings truth to you, our natural reaction is anger, rejection. We don't want to hear it. If you say to your son or your daughter, quit living with your spouse, get married or break up, stop milking the cow for free, you're going to have turmoil in your house. You're going to have turmoil. Because the one who is living a falsehood doesn't want you to point out the truth, because the truth is convicting. Convicting. And because the truth is convicting, and because the truth causes animus, tension, those of us who know the truth have been conditioned to sit there silently and absorb the lies. I saw an amazing thing happen yesterday. Amazing. It's changed. It's something's going on, friends. Something's going on. Because normally, if anybody who knows this experience, when I go into a high school, three different classes of 50 kids, and I just give them the truth and just tell the truth, huh? It's called radical political science. I get to do it four times a year, two times at Worthington Kilborn and two times at Thomas Worthington High School. And when I go in and I'm permitted to say the unvarnished truth, it's pretty amazing. You know why? Because nobody ever says it. They know it, but nobody ever says it. And I said yesterday, I don't know if there's any transgenders in here. Anybody in here transgender? Maybe you know transgender? Well, maybe. Well, folks, let me help you out here. You all learned this in biology, that there's XX and XY. You all learned that. Every one of you in here learned that. XX and XY. And there's two genders, male and female. And they take you in school and they teach you there's more than two genders. And you know scientifically that's not true. You know that's not true. You don't say anything. Because you can't say anything, because if you do say anything, the tranny army will come after you, hell-bent after you. So you're certainly not going to stand up and speak the truth, because you don't want to put up with the crap that comes with speaking the truth. But the reality of it is we have to speak the truth, because it's only the truth that will set you free. And I don't want to hurt your feelings, I said to them. But if you are transgender or you know somebody who's transgender, do me a favor, lovingly tell them they are sick. And then I went into creation. The fact that male, female, talked about God created a male and female, talked about the influence that you are a spirit who lives in a body. You possess a soul, and what a soul is, how the soul's influenced, how you got to look and see, and the devil's after you because he's the father of lies. And he tells you these lies, and you go to school, and they tell you in school that you're not allowed to talk about the religion because you're not allowed to here. So we're just going to teach you lies and lies. And when you leave here, you're going to believe the lies, and you're going to go out, and you're going to be, you're going to, all the rest of your life, you're going to keep your mouth shut because you're not supposed to push your religion on everybody else. And boom, their eyes begin to open up. The reality of the spiritual realm. When you say, go to a funeral and somebody's dead, you say, well, and somebody says, oh, he passed away. So what does that mean? Passed away? What are you talking about? Oh, he's in a better place. No, he's not. He's laying right here in this box. What do you mean? They never heard anything like it. The unvarnished truth. And I said, look, I would like for you, I'm 72 years old. I'd like for you to like me, but I didn't come here for you to like me. I came here to tell you the truth, because it's only the truth, if you know it, that will set you free. And Jesus said, he is the truth. And went into the salvation message. And on my way out the door, I did 3 classes. And on the way out the door, there was a girl standing there waiting on me when I came out the door. And she said, can I talk to you a minute? I said, sure. She's between classes. I'm thinking, she's thinking 5 minutes. We went down in the hall, grabbed a chair. Well, I went behind a closed door with her. We sat down there and it's powerful. But she heard what I'd said, and it connected to the fact that she had just been born again and didn't really know what it meant. She went in talking about, pardon me if I cry here, sir, about her family life and her dad being an atheist and her mom a fake Christian, and she had a hold of the real thing and yada, yada, yada. And she said, I just knew that if I could talk to you, they're out there by the millions, folks, and they're not hearing it. They're not hearing it. And she was so validated yesterday in what had happened to her because I was telling the truth.
Amen.
And I left there grieved that those of us who know Jesus and the saving power of the cross permitted to be hidden from our children. Shame on us. Shame. I said to the kids, who's the most famous person in the history of Western civilization? I said, it's 2025. 2025 from what? They couldn't get him. Finally, somebody came along and said, the death of Jesus? Yeah. Not the death, but the burial. I'm sorry, the birth of Jesus. And he really died. How do we know he died? Because we go to AD. AD, Anno Domini, right? In the year of our Lord. So we know that all this stuff's true. Why won't they tell you that in school? Why won't they tell you? Folks, why do we let them lie to our children? Do we not love our children? That we pay tax dollars to a Luciferian, secular education apart from Christ? And then look around and surprise that our elected officials lie to us. Why? Because we love lies. We love them. Lies make us feel good. Honey, you look beautiful. No, honey, you don't look beautiful. You are beautiful. You don't look it. And I love you so much, I'm going to tell you, you probably ought to go change. And she can stomp off all she wants to and go up there and throw stuff around. But when she comes down there and she looks good, she's going to know I loved her. And I want to ask yourself this. As a purveyor of Christ, as a Christian, how many of you are looking the other way when you ought to be speaking the truth? Say, Coach, I can't do that. I can't do that, Coach, because if I speak the truth, my kids won't talk to me anymore. Oh, well, the hell, then don't lie to them. Just lie to them and do whatever the hell you want to do. Just tell them lies and they'll love you to death. Is that what it's about? Is that what we're supposed to do? Is that what the gospel of the kingdom of God is all about? Just lie, 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 make everybody feel good. That's what it's become. What has become? How many of you go to church? Maybe a third. Maybe. Maybe a third. How many of you know what the soul is? Not a hand goes up. How many of you believe in the devil? Sort of halfway up. How many believe in the spiritual realm? How many of you believe in demons and angels? They look at you. So we're going to have to make a decision. Is the spiritual realm and this thing we call Christianity, is it just a lifestyle or is it the essence of truth? And if it's the essence of truth, what the hell is wrong with us? We allow lies to continue to be taught. I know I'm venting here a little bit. The most loving thing you can do is tell somebody the truth.
Amen.
They don't always receive it. They don't want to hear it. Those kids could not believe when I said homosexuality was a mental illness, that it was deviant. I wrote it up on the board. I said, okay, deviant, D-E, up on the chalkboard. I said, is there anybody in here that's had any geometry or trigonometry? Anybody know what is? Yeah. Some kid in the back raised it. Yeah, deviant. Yeah, it's deviation. It's the amount off direction you get the farther you get down. Something deviates, it gets off of straight. Dude! Yeah! Homosexuals are deviant. Not deviant and wicked. Deviant and they ain't normal. It's not their fault. They ain't normal. They're deviated. And you know what they want to do? They want to make you agree with their deviation. So that, Pastor Bill Dumphy out there, any of you house builders, what happens if you frame a house and you deviate from the midpoint? But we won't use those words, will we? We won't use those words. Say, I'm sorry, that is a deviant lifestyle. They don't understand what deviant means. They made deviant become wicked or evil. I said, by the way, I don't know if you noticed this in the middle, that's devil. Do you ever notice that? Devil's in the middle of deviant. You know what it says? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities and powers. You guys have any idea what that means? It was unbelievable. I'll let you get in here in a second. You know what's more amazing or just as amazing? I was there three classes in a row. The lure of the truth. Somebody who was not ashamed of the truth. Someone who would speak the truth to them. Bell would ring and they would leave. And they'd come back. Weren't you just here? Yeah, I got a study hall. I came back for more. God help us. Jesus said that it'd be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and throw you into the deepest part of the ocean than to tell a lie to a little kid. And that's us. That's us. Got a millstone waiting for us, church. As we've given over the moral training of our children to youth leaders who are popular and teachers who are lost, or teachers who are found but ashamed of the gospel. Back when they sued me in 1999, went through that two-year battle with the American Civil Liberties Union. I'm not bragging. I could have compromised. I could have compromised and saved my job. I could have done that. Where would I be today? What would my life be like today? If I said, sorry, Massa, oh, please, I'm sorry. That's all I had to do. I said, no. Now, Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion, nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. And I'm doing the free exercise of my faith. And those kids, I don't care how old they are, they have the right to either believe me or not believe me, follow it or not follow it. It don't matter. But my job is to tell them, and I ain't going to stop. Shame on the devil, because I got set free. I'm loosed now. Last night I got to speak at a, I'm sorry, just stay with me. Let me get this out of me. I see you, Jeff, Kevin, Paul, hang in there a second. Last night I was invited to speak to, never happens. I had two things yesterday. To Fairfield County conservatives. Wasn't a big group, maybe 20. I didn't really count, maybe 20 people there. Fairfield, that's a county here in Ohio. Fairfield County conservatives. And the first question I ask is, what's the difference between you guys and Republicans? And they just kind of smiled. Because see, the whole two-party system is nothing more than control. Control. And so if you're a conservative, if you're a Christian like me, you got to pick your poison. You got to pick Republican or Democrat. Which one are you going to like? Well, I could pick Republican, but Mitch McConnell's ahead of them, isn't he? Lindsey Graham? Oh, I could go over here. Maxine Waters, Barack Obama. Choose this day whom you will serve. I ain't serving either one of those. Let me go one more thing. I see you. I know you want to get in here. So I took him through some history yesterday. I ask him this question. How were they able for, I don't know how many years here in America, how were they able to keep blacks as slaves? How could we possibly, a God-fearing country, allow black people to be less than human? How could those of us, we were Christians. We understood the Bible, created in the image of God. How could we do that? And then I said, how could they, over in Germany, how could they slaughter whole families of Jews, put them in ovens and kill them? How could they do that? It's very simple.
There you go.
They just said that blacks weren't people. They were less than human. By the way, still going on over in the Middle East, isn't it?
There you go.
Huh? Still going on over in the Middle East. And I said, what did Hitler, how come Hitler was able to kill all those Jews while people rode the trains by the slaughterhouses, kept singing songs? How could that happen? Simple. Jews weren't people. They were animals. They were subhuman. I can show you the stuff here. And then I dropped the bomb. How many of you agree that that was wrong? To treat blacks like that. How many of you think that was wrong? A blight on our history. How many of you think it's wrong, evil, that we did that to the Jews? Put them in ovens. Every hand's up. And I dropped a bomb. Why is abortion legal? Oh, I know why. You're not human. Same game over and over and over again. Because why? In order to get away with it, they have to dehumanize us, which is ultimately why evolution is so important to them. Because if they admit that we are created in the image of God, a lot of this crap would go away, because there is no hierarchy in God's army. Everybody the same. If you're just created, if you're just a monkey and you're a little higher evolved monkey than everybody else, well, hell, you can be president. You can be Secretary of State. You can be the first black president and come and destroy America. If that's the thing. You better come to the realization. If you don't stand up for your brother, there ain't going to be nobody is going to stand up for you. You know what was really good? Loudmouth girls didn't know what to say. Oh, they knew what to say. What about rape? What about rape? What about it? Well, some girl gets raped. She doesn't want to have the baby. Well, it's not. I'm sorry that happened. That's really, really bad. Well, why did he kill the baby? What did the baby do? See, you don't believe the baby's created in the image of God. I believe it is. You don't believe it is. And you want your belief to be the law of the land. And I'm saying, no, that little baby created in the image of God just like you were. Man, oh, man. Truth is so powerful. I'm going to open it up here. Can you defend it? I'm asking you, and can your children, when presented with one of these deep, deep moral, Coach Dave, what if your wife was going to give birth? And if she gave birth, she might die. Coach Dave, what do you think then? I said, man, that's simple. Huh, are you kidding me? My wife would die for her baby. Right now, she'd die for her baby. What kind of mother kills the baby so you can have a better life? Oh, my God, is this Holy Spirit falling in that room? But the average person sitting in the church could not make the argument I just made. Do y'all agree with that? Couldn't make that argument. And as a result, abortion's legal in America because the church don't give a shit. Sorry. Church don't give a shit. Oh, we got pro-life ministries. Church doesn't care. Abortion would end tomorrow. What if Congress passed a law saying that because our population is growing so much, beginning in 2026, you are going to have to sacrifice one of your children. We have too many people with too big of families, and so to make it equal here, we are going to let you choose, but you're going to have to kill one of your children. You say, oh, Coach, that'd never happen. You better be careful, baby, because that's where this argument leads. Come on in, Pastor Clint.
Talking about truth, as of last Monday, every kid in our church is now homeschooled. We had one.
Wow, are you kidding me?
Everyone, we had one holdout, and things were just happening over the period of this month, and they took their two kids out and now homeschooling. Last Monday, man. They started, and I'm on cloud nine. I really am.
Unbelievable, brother. Huh?
Every one of them, Coach. But I've been preaching for years. I've been preaching about, like you said, about the lies and about, you know, that our kids are being taught lies. And I don't know. I just can't believe that 100% of our kids are homeschooled.
So, Clint, ask yourself this question. Folks, let's ask yourself this question. We know what peer pressure is. I'm not trying to make any... I'm telling you the truth. I'm not trying to make you feel bad. The truth sets you free, okay? How many of you think that spending all day, 7 hours a day around non-Christian peers is good for your child? Non-Christian peers, lying teachers who are not allowed to tell you the truth, because if they tell the truth, the ACLU comes and gets them, throws them in jail. How many of you think that the advancement of the kingdom of God is going to happen if we give them a godless, secular education? Oh, but Coach, they're in youth group. They're in youth group. And then how many of us sitting here right now today say, man, I don't know what happened, but I lost my son. We had him in church. We had him in youth group. We sent him to college. He came back an atheist. So anybody out there say amen? And the pastor stands in the pulpit and says, you know, send them to youth, send them here to our youth group. We have a youth group on Sunday nights. Oh, yeah. As we find out, some of them are getting screwed literally because of Sunday night youth service. Don't, hey, come on now, you're a grown up. I'll take a deep breath. I'm not mad, it just seems like it. Johnny.
How do we convince the people that spiritual warfare is a real thing? Because that's where all of this stems. This stems
Johnny, I didn't
from...
hang on a second, Johnny. I tried to get into that yesterday, right? So understand this, in the 50 minutes I got to lay groundwork, and then I went into spiritual warfare and demons and all that stuff and what's influencing it, yada yada. Go ahead, Johnny.
Just like you said yesterday, electricity. You can't see it, you can't smell it, you can't taste it. But ask somebody who knows better. Go ahead, put your finger in there. They won't do it. No. Why won't you do it? Because you know it's there. You don't need to see it. You don't need to smell it or taste it.
You don't need some teacher to tell you that it won't hurt you, right? You know better. You ain't doing it.
So how can we, through prayer, God allows it because of free will. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But that we need to find within our hearts to find the light in which the truth is revealed. And that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to instill in them, and it's a doggone thing, man.
It's mind control, folks. Now, they didn't even know what mind was, huh? I had to take them down the basics, huh? A spirit lives in a body, you possess a soul. What's your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotions. What's your mind? What's your will? What's your emotions? How do these work together? Why are you influenced? What is it with the eye gate? The ear gate, things you hear, things you see, things you do, influences everything. Did it ever dawn on you that there's an invisible realm around us and that there is really a devil and there really are demons and he's trying to get you to believe lies? How many of you think we went to the moon? They looked at me like I was nuts. So they didn't even have cell phones. They didn't even have cell phones back there. They didn't even know what it meant. They didn't have AI. They didn't have anything. And they told us they went and stood on the moon and sent a picture back to us through our TV to see it. And you believe it? And we haven't been back there since? But see, now I'm a conspiracy theorist, right? No, I just can think. I just can think. If we went to the moon, we'd probably go back, wouldn't we? Wasn't that why we went there? Why aren't we going back? I don't know. Kevin.
We got $100 million a year being spread through the education system to teach diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Teach things we don't even believe.
$100 million a year, that does a little bit, don't it?
Well, they've captured all the kids because what? You got a good band, good basketball team, good football team. Rah, rah, rah. And not one pastor, God bless you, Pastor Clint, not one pastor in 10 will speak against the public schools. They won't do it. Paul Webb.
A couple of things. First of all, you know, you going to that high school like that, you think about, I know it was Monday, I think you talked about all the revivals that are happening on college campuses. Yes. Well, it's because those kids have been hearing lies all their life. And then somebody comes along and tells them the truth. A light bulb goes off.
Paul,
that's what I think is happening.
Paul, they could not believe that I did the unthinkable and said that sexual deviancy was of the devil. Oh, they couldn't believe I had the courage to say that. Because the message in the church is just or in the school is just the opposite, right? Huh?
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
Deviant minority there. We love every one of those deviant minorities.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Same message in the church, isn't it? Right?
Right. Exactly. And then I also wanted to say too that a lot of times we've treated politics like sports and sports like politics. More people are upset about the Ohio State Buckeyes losing a game than they are about the fact that their governor is selling your state down the road, you know, down the river,
right.
You know.
That's right, man. Hmm? So here in Ohio, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, our lieutenant governor just got appointed to Senate to replace J.D. Vance, our lieutenant governor. So they had to get a new lieutenant governor. You know who the new lieutenant governor is in the state of Ohio? Jim Tressel, the former football coach at Ohio State University, is now the lieutenant governor. Now, Jim Tressel's always been a pretty good Christian guy. But I ask myself this. Why would DeWine choose a Christian guy? Doesn't sit well with me. I love Jim Tressel. Doesn't sit well with me. I think he's a blocker. I think they put him in there to keep sure, make sure somebody else doesn't get in there. Because DeWine can't run again. So does that mean Jim Tressel is now the top one running for governor? Why would DeWine want him? I like Jim Tressel. Jeff Nares, come on in.
So with those kids, were you talking about the concept of deception?
Oh.
Did you use that word?
Yeah, sure.
Just curious.
Yeah.
Because I find that's the biggest issue is the deception. And what does deception mean?
Mm-hmm. Why are they lying to you? Why are they deceiving you? Is there a such thing as truth? If there's such a thing as truth and there's such a thing as lies, does it bother you? They're teaching you lies? Does that bother you? It doesn't seem to bother them. Doesn't seem to. Because why? My parents wouldn't send me to school if they were going to lie to me. If they were going to lie to me in school, certainly my pastor would say something.
Because they were deceived too.
They were deceived.
And the public school is all about the amenities. The sports, band, extracurricular activities, friends, hey, Jeff, homecoming,
Jeff, you
prom.
Ready, Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff, who are the weird ones? Those homeschoolers.
Yes.
They're the weird ones.
Yeah, but the homeschoolers, they don't have prom. They don't have this. They don't have that. That's the big lie. That's the deception, and that's the draw.
So here's what we have to understand this. I hear this, not regularly, but enough. Well, Coach, I went to public schools and I turned out okay. And I'm thinking, you're letting your government lie to you? You're letting them teach lies to your children? You're letting babies be murdered and you think you turned out okay? I'm missing something here. Oh, by what standard did you turn out okay? Oh, you don't murder your neighbors. You don't do that. You don't go rob banks. So you turned out okay? Is that it?
If you truly
but you lie and deceive, grub after money. You turned out okay. Jeff, Klein.
Coach, you just talked about all the lives destroyed and run. And you're talking about kids, and we're big on homeschool too. And I'm going to say some of this, not to be against homeschooling, but my point is this. I got two pastor friends of mine that they're pumping the homeschool. I agree. But my question always is, what about the kids left behind?
What about the kids what, Jeff?
Left behind.
Left behind.
So we got kids.
That'd be a good movie. That'd be a good movie, a good book. Go ahead.
Yeah, so we got kids still in the schools. We got to reach these kids. These kids are looking for leaders. They're looking, nothing against women, but they're looking for men to lead. In the last 3 or 4 weeks, I've sat down with that boy you met that I brought down with me to unload that stuff. His dad's dying. He's been in the youth group. He's been in church, says he believes. And all these cases say they know Jesus and they believe in God, every one of these. So he's got a wreck right now. He's got three little kids. His life's a wreck. I've sat down with him. Another kid come to me. His dad's dying. He don't know what to do. He's going to be lost when his dad leaves. His dad's already told me, I'm not doing any more chemo. It's going to be what it's going to be. So this boy's life's a mess. And he's been in youth groups. And then I got this week, I got two kids just come to me this week. And all these kids are 22 to 30. Got another brother and sister.
Sorry for my dog barking. Keep going.
We got to start barking.
We got to start barking.
Kids come to me day before yesterday. Their dad just died. And I know their dad. They've all been in the church in the garage. They're a wreck right now. Drugs, alcohol, court cases. They're in trouble. They are a mess.
Jeff, they evolved from monkeys. Why are you worrying about them acting like monkeys, Jeff?
Yep. So that was two of them this week. Then a couple days ago, I dealt with my own granddaughter, 22 years old, dumped by a boy. She's a wreck. And he's doing some stuff that was going to get her in trouble. Yep. So now he's out of the picture. So I had to have the chat with her about what boys want. and what she needs to do. We went deep into it, and she listened. But, and she was crying. You know what I mean? But we got all these kids. Life's, if they don't abort them, they're going to destroy them in the public
school. Yeah, they're a nuisance to them.
Yeah, so we got to reach them. And this is what Pastor Bill said years ago. We were rescued to rescue. Why are we not?
Why are we not? Because we're not told we're supposed to. I got Jeff, let me roll here. Pull up number eight. I came across this yesterday. Good Lord help us. Imagine this. The age of the founding fathers. James Monroe was 18. Aaron Burr was 20. John Marshall was 20. Alexander Hamilton was 21 years. These are the guys who wrote the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. James Madison was 25. Benjamin Rush was an old gray hair. He was 30. John Jay, the first Supreme Court chief, he's 30. Jefferson wrote the Declaration of Independence at 33 years old. Paul Webb, come on in.
Hey, Coach, does that break the myth that they're a bunch of old white guys?
Well, they're old. They're all white guys because blacks weren't human, right? They weren't human. Otherwise, we'd had a few black guys in there, Paul. I'm glad to know that somewhere along the line, they decided, oh, maybe was it Dred Scott? Was it Dred? No, hang on, Paul. Hang on. Where is that? Pull up number six. Courts.
Coach, and the Dems are yelling about the young kids that Elon's using, the geniuses.
Oh, they don't want those young
19,
kids.
20, 25 years old, right?
Folks, do you know our blacks human beings? Remember I told you that was the argument they used, that you could keep blacks in slavery because they weren't human? Do you know that, scroll down here, did you know that in the Dred Scott decision in what year was that? I'll find on that. Did you know that the Supreme Court said in 1856, there it was. It was in 1856, Dred Scott, a black slave, who'd been taken north of the Mason-Dixon line into Illinois and Wisconsin, where we're allowed to have slavery in the north. They took him up there. Scott sued for his freedom. He lost because the Supreme Court ruled that the compromise was unconstitutional. Congress, they said, had no authority to limit slavery in that way. And how did they get away with it? The Supreme Court of the United States said black slaves were property. My body, my choice. Same argument, just moved into a different realm.
Boom.
Right? I nailed him with this one. You ready? I said, hey, just curious. What is a fetus? Can anybody tell me what a fetus is? Yeah, Bill? An unborn baby? Yeah, Bill. Unborn baby. Let me ask you something. Show of hands. How many of you in here were one time a fetus? Truth is so powerful. Huh? What do you say? What do they say? Oh, they say an abortion, that it's part of the woman's body. Where's your mom right now? Anybody, where's your mom? At what point did your mom go someplace and you weren't part of her body? When did that happen? At what point did you become your own you? And one more thing. Let me find it here. I put all kinds of stuff up here today. No, that's not it. Where is it, Coach? When does life begin? Is it down at the bottom? When does life begin? I put it up there. You know, the science says, I can't believe I can't find that. Do you know that 92% of scientists determine life begins? There, thank you. Scientific consensus on when a human's life begins. Folks, science, they want science. However, Americans are split on whether the fertilization view is philosophical or religious. So this is people, huh? 45%, 46%, they can't decide. But biologists from 1,058 academic institutions around the world assessed survey views on when a human life begins, and overall, 96% affirmed, life begins at fertilization. Now, hang on. That's a lie. Because the sperm's alive and an egg's alive. You never get life out of non-life. It is impossible. And so the live egg and the live sperm come together and you get yourself a fetus. Let me ask you a question, folks. How can they continue to tell us there's no consensus on when life begins? How can we allow them to continue to say that? 96% affirmed the fertilization view. The founding principles of the field science communication suggest that scientists have an ethical and professional obligation to inform Americans as well as people around the world about scientific developments so members of the public can be empowered to make life decisions that are consistent with best available information. Folks, this ain't a religious thing. This is a medical thing. Sorry if I yell. Well, nobody knows. Nobody knows when life begins. Randy, come on in. Hey, hang on, Randy. You all can say this for me right now. Coach, I love this show. I never seen this stuff. I ain't never seen this. Go ahead, Randy.
No, Coach, you just showed us how to do this and how to make it very clear. It's very simple. But
Randy. You ask questions.
And leave them with the question, Coach. The very last question. If you was a judge on the Dred Scott case, with your stance, you would have been on the wrong side then, too.
Mm-hmm.
That is the answer, but you can leave it to them with a question. That is very, very wise, Coach. Wise as serpents, but harmless as doves. So, Coach, here's the question. I mean, you've set us up. I always bring this to you, to me, to all of us. What will we do from here?
Mm.
What am I going to do today and tomorrow, Coach? Am I any different because I heard truth? Or am I just going to move on and not change any? No.
Roll with the punches,
this should
right?
change me. This should change you. This should tell you, you have to speak the truth or no one will hear. You have to speak it, Coach. This 2 Corinthians 4:13. We believe, therefore we speak. That
so, Randy, if we believe in scientific consensus, who are the liars? 96% say life begins at conception. Who are the liars then, Randy? And why are lies carrying the day?
Truth exposes it, Coach. But if you don't open your mouth and speak, they walk away the same. We have to speak. This is our hour, Coach. We have to see this.
I had a beautiful black girl, one of the class, I don't remember which one it was. I asked her to stand up. She stood up. She's kind of embarrassed. She stood up there in front of all of her classmates. Said, how many of you think she's less than a human? That was the position of your government. Back in the 1800s. None of you believe that today. Why do you believe a baby's not a human being? Who told you that? See, Jesus is the truth. Anything that is not of Christ ain't true. The devil is a liar. He's the father of lies. You 16, 17, 18-year-old kids sitting here, there is a battle going on, not only for your mind, but for your soul, and you don't even know it. Who's going to tell them? That's the point Randy's making. Who's going to tell them? How can there be hundreds of churches in a city and abortion be going on? How can it be? Because we don't love the truth. Lies feel better. See you tomorrow.